This week in the Missouri Senate, we review another of the issues that went without legislative resolution this year.
Codifying anything forever in the Constitution relative to who can or can't buy our farmland.
I've been carrying this legislation for 5 years.
Toward the end of last year, foreign ownership of Missouri land became a hot-button issue. As a result, several measures were introduced during this year's regular legislative session. In addition, the Missouri Senate formed the Select Committee on the Protection of Missouri Assets from Foreign Adversaries. This panel looked at most of those proposals. Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Caleb Rowden of Columbia sponsored Senate Joint Resolution 41, which would have created the Joint Committee on State Security.
Mine establishes a joint committee that would allow for that to kind of ebb and flow relative to who our enemies are, who our adversaries are, who we can buy land from, et cetera. You know, we can go the statutory route, which is what the House did. We'll take a look at what they did. I like the idea of the blacklist of countries. I think that's something that makes a lot of sense relative to where we are, but also just not knowing where we're going to be. Our friends may not be our friends 20 years from now, so I think we have to find some way to be flexible in that regard.
There were five other bills relating to foreign ownership this year in the Missouri Senate alone. Senator Rowden says one of the wishes from proponents of this concept was to take an across-the-board approach to who can and who cannot own farmland in the Show Me State.
I would be a little bit concerned about the unintended consequences of that. We have good trade relationships with a lot of these countries. The big blanket, I'm not sure it's necessary. I think if we're trying to aim at a certain direction, let's aim at a certain direction, especially in ag. I mean, if you think about ag, ag is a global industry. They export stuff all over the place. We just don't want to do anything that we aren't sure of what we're actually doing and what those consequences would be.
Among the measures that would have restricted foreign ownership was Senate Bill 144. Senator Doug Beck of St. Louis was the sponsor. He says he has sponsored this type of legislation for the past 5 years.
My bill strictly limited foreign ownership. And my biggest beef was they took away the accounting of the bill that was passed in 2013. So we don't know how much is owned, how much foreign land is owned. My theory is it's a finite resource that we have. And I don't think any other country should own that. Actually, I prefer to have Missourian farmland in Missouri. That's really where I'm at. But I think Missourians should own Missouri farmland. However, I think definitely Americans should own farmland in this country.
There is a high likelihood more proposals relating to foreign ownership of Missouri land will be a part of next year's regular legislative session, too. Lawmakers are looking ahead to the upcoming legislative session. They have been able to pre-file legislation since July 1st. Pre-filed measures will receive their official bill numbers for 2024 starting on December 1st. Legislation is numbered based on a senator's seniority. There are other criteria in case there is more than one senator who has been in the Missouri Senate for the same length of time. For the first day bills are given their numbers, each senator is allowed to pre-file three proposals. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.